Good morning, everybody. Well, I'm still at my parents' place. I think I'm going home tomorrow, which is good because I have a search committee meeting at church tomorrow evening. I could miss it if I had to, but if I don't have to, then, well, that would just be the best thing all around. Anyway, it is a lovely morning out there. I just had the back door open to let the cat in, and it's about 12, 13 degrees out there, and sunny. So I'm going to go down to the barn and see how my dad's horse is. The nicer one is home. She still can't be trusted all that much, though. But I'm going to see if we have any carrots that I can bring down to her. There does not appear rats. I thought we had some. Whoa. I see water and beer down here. I could bring her some beer. Maybe I'll have to go back upstairs and check. Oh, what's this? Oh, that's not carrots. That's... I have no idea. Maybe I'll have to check the fridge upstairs. Or he might have some down at the barn, but I was hoping I could... Huh. Well, isn't that a beggar? Alright then, I'll have to run upstairs. Usually they're in the basement fridge. Anyhow, I haven't seen the horse yet this visit, so I thought it would be nice if I ran down there. I'm still in my pajamas, but that's okay because there are so many trees around here that nobody's going to see me anyway. Except the horsey! She won't care. Now what have we got in here? Nothing. Okay, no. We appear to be out of carrots. Well, isn't that? Huh. Isn't that a shame? There may be some in the barn, but if there is a package in there, I'm darned if I know where it would be. That's the trouble with not being able to see. Sorry, I'm just looking to see if we have any, licorice I can take down to her. No, we don't. Well. Oh, that's terrible. I hate to go down there and say hello and not have anything for her. She's kind of gotten to expect treats when my mom or I go down to the barn. Rightly so, really, because we're not there that often. And usually when we do go down, we take her something. Well, I'll be a son of a gun. I see everything else, but no licorice either. Oh. Well, that being the case, I'll have an apple for lunch, and I'll save her my apple core, and I'll go down later and take it to her, but I'll just go and say hello now. Just quickly and suss out the conditions outside. Well, this has not been the happiest of Thanksgivings, as I said in my boo of, what day was it? Sunday, I guess. But things are a little better now, thank God. My brother's fiance came over yesterday, which is really very nice of her. She had been staying with her parents in the town quite a ways from here, but she made the effort to come over and try and explain things about where their problems were coming from. And she's a very special lady. They're going to try to work things out. God bless them. They just decided right now that they have too many issues to want to get married, which is totally understandable to me. They want to make sure they can make a go of this before they actually commit to something. And it's a shame that it took them this long to realize that, 2 weeks before the wedding, but thank God they realized it at all and didn't just go through with it and then realize 6 months from now that they were totally wrong for each other. Let's see what it's like out here. My brother has a lot of issues. I actually feel really badly for him. He's dealing with severe anxiety and depression and stuff right now, and everything is just stressing him out. And this wedding was a big deal, and the whole thing just got to be too much for him. And so his fiance said, you know, look, we can't do this. She said, I can't do this, you know. I can't get married right now with all these issues hanging over our heads. They have communication problems and that sort of thing. But they're going to try to work through them. So, to me, that's amazing. I mean, they're being incredibly mature about this whole thing. I mean, you know, she could have walked away. He could have walked away. They could have said, oh, to hell with it. But they're not going to. They're going to try to go for cognitive and behavioral therapy and relationship counseling, and hopefully they can make a go of things. You know, at this point, really nobody knows, but God willing. So, I mean, it's very sad that this had to happen at all, but at the same time, maybe it's for the best, in a way. I just feel so badly for my mom. She's just heartbroken over this whole thing. I think mostly because my brother felt like he couldn't come and talk to her about it, just because of his stupid communication issues. He doesn't want to talk about things when they go wrong, and of course that's why they get worse, right? Because he doesn't fix them. He just tries to avoid them. And that's never a good thing, and he bottles up his emotions. Okay, this is really silly. I cannot find the little latch that lifts up the barn door. Oh, maybe it's over this way. Oh, yes, it is. Here we go. You know what? I'm not even sure if she's here. Maybe she's out in the back field. Oh, no. Hello, darling! Hi, curry girl. I'm so sorry. I don't have anything for you right now. But if I have an apple later on, I'll come bring you something, I promise, okay? Hi, curry girl. What do you think of this crazy weather, huh, Morsi? Hi, curry girl. Hi. Sweet pea. You're a good girl. I'll come back when I have an apple core for you, okay? I thought there were carrots in the fridge, but there aren't any. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. I'll come back. Just wanted to say hi, because I haven't seen you in ages. Not since the summertime. Huh, now if I were a package of carrots down here, where would I hide? I have absolutely no idea. I'll have to ask my dad. He's not here right now, though. He is. Bye-bye, baby! He's at the training center, jogging his other horse. Oh, wow, it's so warm out here, humid. Heavens to Betsy. Anyway, folks, I think I shall end this for now. And maybe I will post again later. Hopefully I'll have an apple core and I can go down and give it to her, and you can hear her crunching away. I have to run in and have a shower. My gosh, it's absolutely gorgeous out here.